From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Within the first hour of questioning by senators, Judge Sonia Sotomayor addressed many of the most controversial statements and decisions she has made in her career. This was the second day of her Supreme Court confirmation hearing. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more.
Sotomayor said she makes decisions based solely on the facts and the law. Ranking Republican Jeff Sessions of Alabama said he likes the sound of that.
Had you been saying that with clarity over the last decade or 15 years, we'd have a lot fewer problems today.
On her comment that a wise Latina woman would make better decisions than a white man who's not had the same experience, Sotomayor said the context of her words created a misunderstanding.
I do not believe that any ethnic, racial, or gender group has an advantage in sound judging.
She also tried to explain a statement she made that appeals court judges make policy.
I do believe that judges must apply the law and not make the law.
Throughout, she kept a slow, measured tone, even as senators sometimes raised their voices at her. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama told an audience in a Michigan community college today that the jobs of the future will require additional training. Speaking at Macomb Community College in Warren, Michigan, the president said a proposal to provide $12 billion to two-year community colleges could help an additional 5 million Americans earn degrees and certificates over the next decade. Michigan, which has been hard hit by layoffs in the auto industry, currently has the highest unemployment rate in the nation, more than 14%. Mr. Obama is defending additional community college investment, noting that jobs requiring at least an associate degree are projected to grow twice as fast as jobs requiring no college. The chair of the House Intelligence Committee has written to the CIA asking for documents related to a controversial counterterrorism program. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
The chair of the House Intelligence Committee is Texas Democrat Sylvester Reyes. Reyes has accused the CIA of deliberately lying to his committee, and he and other Democrats are considering a formal investigation into why the agency did not inform them about a now-canceled program to kill al-Qaeda leaders. A U.S. intelligence official confirms that Reyes has written to the CIA a general request for documents related to the program. CIA spokesman George Little says the agency will cooperate with Congress as it looks into the matter. Meanwhile, CIA Director Leon Panetta has ordered his own internal review of the program. Spokesman Little says the review will be thorough and, quote, should result in lessons learned on congressional reporting. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is putting state employee unions on notice that the state is prepared to cut another 2,000 jobs. That's as California grapples with a more than $26 billion budget shortfall. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 27 points. This is NPR. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, on a trip that includes stopovers in the Mideast, reached out to Gulf Arab leaders saying the U.S. has what he called a special responsibility to help steer the world through the current global recession. Geithner, who is seeking to reassure some of the U.S.'s top creditors, said the recession may be showing some signs of easing, and he said the U.S. still welcomes their business as the country works to deal with the situation. Geithner told Saudi Arabian business leaders global trade also shows signs of expanding again. Geithner travels to the United Arab Emirates tomorrow. Security has been stepped up in Yemen's capital. That's after intelligence reports have warned of attacks planned against embassies. Dale Gavlak has more.
A senior Yemeni security official said there are unconfirmed reports that attacks were being planned against U.S. embassies in Yemen, in the Arabian Peninsula, and in the North African country of Algeria. Security has been bolstered around diplomatic missions and commercial interests in Yemen's capital, Sana'a. The move follows a ruling yesterday by a Yemen security court. It sentenced six al-Qaeda militants to death after convicting them in a string of attacks last year. Among them was a deadly assault on the U.S. embassy in the capital and a shooting that killed two Belgian tourists. Yemen has been battling al-Qaeda attacks for years. The best known was the 2000 bombing of the USS Cole in the Gulf of Aden, which killed 17 American sailors. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
The third named tropical storm of the 2009 hurricane season has formed in the waters of the Pacific Ocean. Forecasters say Carlos has become a Category 2 storm with winds of 100 miles an hour. The storm is located 1,500 miles west-southwest of Baja California. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.